From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. The first 400 recruits for the new Iraqi army have begun their training at a base east of Baghdad. Out of sight of the media, the recruits are under heavy guard for fear that Iraqi resistance fighters might attack. The initial U.S. goal is to create a mechanized infantry battalion of 1,000 soldiers that will be expanded to a division of 12,000 within a year. Within 3 years, the U.S. hopes to have a new Iraqi army of some 40,000 troops. NPR's Ann Garrels has this report.
A group of about 25 Iraqi men lines up in the hot sun outside a U.S. guard post at a disused airport in the capital. They're hoping to follow on the heels of the first group of recruits.
Let everyone know we will search them, we will bring them in and begin.
New recruits have to fill in a detailed 19-page application and submit to a physical and an interview. Men between 18 and 40 are eligible. American recruiters question them about criminal records, financial problems, and membership in organizations such as Saddam's political and security forces. Top Ba'ath Party members, intelligence personnel, as well as special Republican Guard troops are banned from joining. Jassim al-Hashim was a major in the old army.
I hope the new army will be fair and just to the soldiers and the officers. I hope there will not be any more corruption.
But several former officers left the recruitment center disappointed and angry because U.S. officials told them there's no guarantee former officers will get their old ranks back. They are not guaranteed a commission at all. Former Captain Haider Mohammed Abdullah says it's impossible for him to accept anything but his old rank, and he intends to wait out the Americans.
Well, the Americans have did a big favor for the Iraqis for liberating them and getting rid of Saddam Hussein. For the time being, they are supervising the army, but you know, at the end, they will go out from the country, and we will be leading the new Iraqi army.
As planned, the new army will be just a fraction the size of Saddam's military of 400,000 and with far fewer officers. Walt Slocum, director of national security affairs for the U.S. Occupation Authority in Iraq, says unlike the past, troops will be drawn from all ethnic, regional, and religious groups.
We're going to be trying to create an army which runs on whole different principles, an army which not only is not political, an army which is representative of the population, which the old army was not. Instead, there'll be a much better balance, and that'll be challenging.
The new army is very much a work in progress. So far, no one above Lieutenant Colonel is eligible, but Slocum says that may change as the force develops. Slocum is in touch with former high-ranking officers. But there's only so much the U.S. will do. Ultimately, Slocum says, it will be up to the future Iraqi government to establish a full-fledged National Security Administration. For now, the issue is getting the right recruits for the 1st Battalion and rebuilding the base where they can train.
The facility was badly looted, and we are still in the process of getting it up to standard. There are problems you wouldn't normally encounter in running a training operation, whether the water will stay on.
The U.S. has brought in American military trainers with experience in the Arab world. They're working under the leadership of General Paul Eaton, who commanded the U.S. Army Infantry School at Fort Benning, Georgia. Again, Walt Slocum.
There's no question that there will be serious issues of culture and different styles and so on. That's one reason that we are starting small with just one battalion rather than trying to start in a larger number.
Once their 2 months of basic are over, the Iraqi troops will take over security at fixed sites, assist in the movement of convoys, and provide border patrols. This is part of a broader plan to put an Iraqi face on the post-war administration. Slocum says the U.S. will have to be patient, and it will have to appropriate substantial funds. General Ricardo Sanchez, the head of U.S. troops in Iraq, has said they will have to stay here for at least 2 years in order to give the Iraqis time to develop a new army capable of providing security and defending the country. Ann Garrels, NPR News, Baghdad.